In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Sorry, no, Sam, what did you have something to say?
Phantasmagoria.
Oh, I thought...
You hear that, everybody?
We planned a thing and they didn't
do it. I thought it was my
turn. You hear that,
turn.
Everybody? Phantasmagoria, Sam says. If you were confused. We didn't have a plan. Nobody agreed on that plan.
No, Well, to be completely fair, let's pull the curtain back. Sam did say, on three Phantasmagoria.
I'm putting it back. Nope. Look at that. The curtain's back.
Just because you propose a plan doesn't mean that we're just going to execute the plan.
Life tips from Houston, Kevin, and Sam. You have to get a resounding yes before you follow through with anything.
You have to get any yes.
Or your dumb friends won't back you up and give you a phone. You have to pay them money or they won't do anything for you.
Oh, I don't work for anything less than $50.
But you don't work at all.
I don't.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Got him.
Because no one's paying me $50.
Now we're at the... I don't even know how far we're into it. We've been chatting for 8 minutes before this. And now I'm confused on when we actually started. So this episode could be like an hour long.
No. 8 minutes.
All right.
40 minutes from 8 minutes.
We'll see. We'll see if
we
can pull
that off.
We've
been talking for like 2 minutes. On the show.
This is definitely not a problem we need to discuss on the show.
Also, the lighting in here is...
It's not great. The lighting's bad, and the echo's not great. We got to get real close and try not to be loud.
Because the one thing that's an absolute necessity for a podcast is the lighting. It's worth mentioning at the very least.
Okay. If I don't have a clean aesthetic to work in, I am not going to produce.
I thought we were joking, and I was running along with it. Guess not.
Nope, you didn't pay me. Idiot.
Where's my 50? I have a story for you guys. This comes from Patella_bone on Reddit. This is all 100% true. I cannot stress that enough. My aunt has a pretty good friend that I'll call R. She always talks about how she can sense spirits and feel energies. She told me about how she has a 7-year-old boy who lives in the crawl space of her home. Apparently, he loves talking with her younger son, who I'll call JJ.
Crawl space, what is that?
It's like, think Harry Potter, kinda. But
so
smaller.
Under the stairs?
Under the stairs, I think.
Why do they call it crawl space?
I don't know. But I've heard that before. Because you like 90%
can,
sure
you
gotta crawl.
You can crawl anywhere, dummy. Why don't they call your kitchen crawl space? You can crawl in your kitchen.
He's got a point.
Because you wouldn't.
Oven. The oven is a crawl space.
Hot crawl space.
The steamy crawl zone.
It's not steamy. It's dry.
Oh, it is dry. It is a dry heat. You're right.
You know what? Change it.
The
it's
shower,
not a crawl space.
The shower could be a steamy crawl space.
Keep going.
It has always been a bit strange, to say the least. Ever since he could talk, he rambles on and on about how he is living his last life. At the moment, he is in third grade. When he was 3, he would talk in full sentences, almost like an adult. Here's some of...
Kind of adult are we talking about? Because there are some adults that sound like 3-year-olds, if you ask me.
Well, there you go. Dude, that's exactly what
touché.
They do.
Okay, so not impressed so far.
Okay, anyway. when he was... I literally lost my... You've ruined me. You've ruined...
I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay, here we go. Here's some of the things he says frequently. I can't wait until I ascend. I'm going to miss you a lot. One thing I heard him say really struck me. It was, I am living my last life. When I die, I am going to go to heaven to see God and help train angels.
I've got it.
This help kid was, train them?
This kid was 5 when this was said. I hear him constantly talking to the little boy who lives in the crawl space whenever I babysit. I have plenty of strange things that go on.
Whoa. I thought this kid was in the crawl space.
No. That's the ghost boy. I was kind of mixed around on that too. So there's a ghost boy who lives in the crawl space that the mom sees, but the little boy who also says that this is his last life as like also talks with this boy in the crawl space. The boy in the crawl space hasn't really...
There's a lot of crazy shiz going on in this house.
I love it.
But hearing and seeing a small kid talk all about how he's living his last life is crazy to me.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Why what?
Please, I don't know Sam, why. Please I don't tell know me why it's his last life, but this is clearly
if you
reincarnation.
Say cat, if you say cat
of some sort, and he has goofed in such a way that they're not giving him another chance.
Oh, so
you've goofed your last goof.
So he's very much like aware.
Maybe he was already on like probation. They're like, look, this is your last try. If you goof. And then he goofed, and he's like, oh,
"What could you do?
I did it.
Like, what could you do wrong to like? Who do you have to piss off? How high up to for them to be like, all right, you know what? You're done.
You just have to get your butt thrown in jail.
But I guess if he thinks he's going back to train angels,
then maybe he's needed.
Maybe that's a punishment. Maybe they're really annoying.
What do you think? Freaking well, yeah, they don't know how to freaking be."
They're like, oh, what does this kid know? We've been up here for a millennia. And you just show up and give us orders?
He's like, look here.
From the beginning of time, we have been angels. What do you have to teach us about being that?
You think I want
to
be here teaching you guys? Huh? Shut up.
I guarantee it's a punishment. Like, it's got to be a low-grade job. You think gym teachers are like the top of society?
Dude,
like,
I would love to be a gym teacher.
Case and point. That felt mean. I apologize.
Whoa.
A gym teacher would be like the chillest job ever.
It really would. And not going to lie, some of my gym teachers were like the coolest people I met in high school. They were just sick.
So why don't you take it back?
I take it back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just couldn't think of something else on the fly. It's like people when they think crappy job, like cartoon logic, it's like, oh, gym teacher.
That's fair.
That's consistent.
Yeah. It's true. Also, aliens.
Oh,
you can't just say aliens. You have to do something.
No,
with
don't
that.
Even respond. Don't even jump on the train that he is beckoning
Sam,
you.
Sam, plug your ears for a second.
Two.
Plug them, Kevin. If we don't respond, he'll just keep going. He will ramble, and you know this.
We have to talk.
Hey, Sam, go ahead and open your ears.
The ghost under the cross brace, hologram, from the aliens.
Somebody
that she has been seeing.
Please. I'm almost ready to move on.
And he said the angels were actually extraterrestrials. They sound the same.
Shapeshifters.
I've heard that once or twice. That whole like someone has like connected those dots and been like, wait, what if, like when people like read of angels in the Bible and all that, what if that's really just aliens and that's how like they interpreted it and then wrote it in? Like I've seen one or two people like in my life like bring that point up, and I'm surprised that doesn't happen more with how many people believe in aliens. I'm surprised that's not like a, oh, here's a connection. Why don't we do this? Like, that really surprises me that that's not a... Like, I don't believe that, but it's like...
I agree.
It's weird to me that not more people believe that wild thing with the wild things people believe.
I feel like it's a really easy thing to be like... Easy cop-out.
Yeah.
Like, that... The easy explanation, it was the aliens. And they came down and they appeared to people, and people are like... aliens. No. Angels. But it was really just the aliens.
It's just the aliens. It makes me wonder, like...
And there are ways to manipulate us.
Like, it's like some people who can't comprehend how something was done. It's wild to me. Like, the pyramids are formed, and there's a huge amount of people who are like, well, definitely aliens, because no one could have done that. When in reality, you can't figure it out, so you think it's aliens, because you're like, nope, they're not smarter than me, so and I couldn't have done it, so...
Well, aliens. To be fair, I assume that anybody that lived 5,000 years ago is not as smart as the average.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Joe. But they were also human. Are the pyramids 5,000?
5,000, buddy.
Really?
Ugh. Yeah.
That is old. I don't know. Maybe there is something to do with aliens.
That's so old.
I am reading my story now.
Please.
The one that comes from Anoram 4. Titled The Mysterious Fish.
Oh.
Yeah. I knew I'd hook you on that one.
Skip it. Dude, that's such a wide umbrella of a story, though. Like, I have seen so many fish recently that I'm like, just scrolling through Reddit, that I'm like, that's wild that thing exists. Like, you could say anything and I would probably believe you.
It's just the script for Blue Planet.
This is a fish that pokes its head out and blows fire when it breaches. And I'd be like, wow.
That's kind of true. It's kind of true, though. Like, with the amount of fish that I am aware of, it's gonna take some seriously, like, crazy things that this fish is doing for me to be like, that is a mysterious fish.
Yeah,
there are already some weird fish out there.
There's, like, a guppy that, like, builds up, like, luminescence. Is that? I can't think of what it's...
Bioluminescence.
Yes. It builds it up in its body until it glows blue, and then it fires it like a missile. It just shoots it out of its body, and it looks like blue, like, mystical fire, and it just does that. For whatever reason.
I'll celebration. Have to look that up later.
Oh, no. I will find you. It's a gift, and cool. I will absolutely show it to you.
Okay, he says, when I was around 9 or 10 years old, my dad made a beautiful pond in our backyard.
A beautiful, beautiful pond.
Yeah, it was pretty.
I would often sit by the bank with mother, reading poetry and feeding the ducks.
He bought 5 or 6 mini adult koi fish to put in there.
In the beautiful pond.
The very beautiful pond.
Okay.
Being a kid, I was very fond
of the pond.
Of the fish, you idiot. He didn't care about the pond. Being a kid, I was very fond of the fish and had a name for each one. They were all different variations of orange, yellow, and white. Although I don't remember how many there were anymore.
Didn't you just say there were 5?
He said 5 or 6.
Oh, okay.
So he wasn't exactly sure. I don't remember how many there were anymore. I knew it very well, for sure, at the time, and so did my parents. I would sit and watch the fish every day. One day, probably a couple of weeks after we got them, I noticed a gray fish. Same size, shape, and type of fish as the others, but gray in color. At first I was worried one of the fish was sick or something and changed colors, but after a feeding, I noticed that all of the other fish were accounted for. This was an entirely new fish. My parents and I were so confused. My dad eventually concluded it probably came from a bird because they are known to carry fish eggs. I went along with it.
Where would a bird get a hold of a fish egg?
And where did this guy get this random fact from?
I don't know.
Like, he pulled it right out of his butt.
This is a situation where a kid won't stop pestering dad. Like, dad, where did it come from? Where did it? And he's like, I don't know. A bird. A bird.
He's like, oh,
fish
it's probably a bird egg fish. You know, a bird egg fish. The one the eggs birds carry that are fish. Yeah. Okay, dad. Freaking full of crap. I went along with it at the time, but looking back, it's weird. If it was brought there by a bird, it's quite a coincidence that it was the same type of fish as the others. Also, like I said, I watched the pond every day. I think I would have noticed a smaller fish at first, but it was a full-grown adult, same size as the others.
So, hold up. Where does he store the eggs when transplanting them?
Sam. That's like a completely fictional, like, there's, we know that's not.
Okay, we have.
We know that's not because it was in the pond as an adult. Unless it grew from egg to adult overnight.
You have two options with bird.
The bird's not part of the equation.
He brings egg hatch, fish grow. Or he bring fish.
He bring fish egg grow to bird?
Big fish.
Big fish bird. The question...
Wait, what was the second option?
No.
Okay.
No, my... I don't care. Like, I would want to see a picture of this pond just because you've seen six fish inside this. Ponds can be pretty big. A pond can be pretty big in size. And if you have one in your backyard, chances are...
Especially the really beautiful ones.
It could be pretty moderate, but these aren't normal koi fish either. They're smaller koi fish. That's what he said.
They like, are mini.
They're not that big. And if it's like...
Okay, what's your point?
I don't know. Maybe like a piece of me thought like maybe the fish had a baby, but they have hundreds of babies at a time. Like it's not just one fish comes out of one fish.
It is an adult. That has no, the that's same... What I'm
saying. Because it's gray, it doesn't pop out. It could have like been born and grown up to that size just without you knowing because it was small before and not vibrant. It very well could have hidden.
Okay, I want to know how they, where they got the fish from and how they transplanted them. Because if you got it from a weird source, like some guy's like, yo, I'll sell you my six fish on Craigslist, and then he brings over his seven fish and just dumps them in, who cares? You never see the fish.
That's true.
Or you bring it in like a... It's something that you're not looking at the fish. Maybe the kid didn't see the fish. He thought there were six, and there was actually a hidden one that he found a week later, or...
I was going to say that, too. This kid is...
So you initially miscounted, you idiot.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it was, like, invisible from the beginning, yeah. So he just didn't see it.
From the get-go, he's like, we had, like, five or six, I'm not really sure, but there was an extra. It's like, what do you mean? Like, for all you know, that's exactly how many fish were there.
Well, no, he's saying that he knew... For sure that there were however many because he would visit the pond every...
Dad comes home with fish.
Day.
And says, hey, Jimmy, go check out what's in the pond out back. And he's like, what? So he goes out there, sees six fish, one, two, three, four, five, six, always thinks there's six fish. And then a month later, he sees another fish. That's
a good point.
That is very hidden.
Yeah.
See, I have a pond in my backyard back home. And we've put goldfish in there, and there are some that will hide, and they're just always hidden.
Yeah.
And there's some that are just, like, swimming all over.
Yeah.
And the ones that swim all over just disappear over time.
I think that's a good, plausible answer, just because Dad wouldn't go, hey, there are six fish outside, go check them out. He would just say, hey, go check it, like you said, go check out the fish at the most.
Or I bought you some fish.
Yes. He wouldn't be like, well, you better count them. Make sure they're all there. Like, that wouldn't happen.
Or Dad dug down to the well water to make this pond in the first place. And those underground channels...
brought a new fish?
Yeah! And it's gray because it's gray.
I think somebody probably didn't want their fish anymore, so they flushed it down the toilet, and then it went through the pipes.
The underground channels, yeah. and it's gray because it never got any sun. It's been down there for so long.
This is your equivalent to aliens.
No.
Yeah.
My equivalent to aliens would be, this is an alien. Swimming around.
While I do agree, I don't want to validate your alien point, because it was pointed directly at me, which hurts a little.
Yeah, you got another story, Sammy? Why don't we swim on out of here?
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, wait, can I just say they named it Flage? Like camouflage. I really like that.
I felt it
should be
Can
noted.
Can I tell you about my fish? So in my pond, bought 30 fish. Put them in there. 30?
30?
Goldfish. 30.
30.
30.
That would not be that pricey.
I went to the pet store and said, get me 30 goldfish.
And they gave you 30.
He counted 30. He sold me 30 goldfish.
So what you're saying is you might have 29 or 31 goldfish.
Yes. Shut up. We put them in there and they just disappeared over time. But we put them in there and then there was just this giant goldfish in there. It was like, where did he come from? He was like eight times as big.
I know why that happens.
They eat the other ones.
Nope, 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 nope. Goldfish do this thing. No, I'm dead serious. Goldfish do this thing
where
they grow to the size of the container they're in. Look it up.
Yeah, ooh. But none of the other goldfish were that big. There's maybe, 50 goldfish. Maybe because
he just grew
them,
first.
He grew first and took up the space, no. And they're like, well, we better stay small because no. No way they're we can like, deal we with can... Goliath over here.
The okay. Town isn't big enough for the two of us.
Ding, ding, shut up. It's class time.
Ding, ding, shut up, he says.
This class is about the Sihuanaba. Sihuanaba.
All right. I believe you. I'm not going to fact check that.
It's a supernatural character from Central American folklore. It's a shape-changing spirit that typically takes the form of an attractive, long-haired woman, typical, seen from behind. She lures men away into danger before revealing her face to be that of a horse.
I just got chills. That would be the scariest thing you could ever
that's
encounter.
That's where the phrase horse face has to come from.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh my gosh.
That is a nightmare.
I feel like these always tend to go in a direction I kind of expect. Not this one.
Wait, does it talk to you?
Yeah, I think
if it turned around with an actual horse face and was like, hey... I would never be the same.
Oh, my word.
It would scar me so bad, I would probably just opt for suicide. Instead of having to live
you would
with
be
that memory.
For life.
I wouldn't.
Can you imagine walking up, like, seeing a girl across the plaza, and you're like,
I'm going to do it.
I'm about to work some of the most magical swagger you've ever seen.
See, this next part makes it better. When encountered, she is a beautiful woman who is either naked or dressed in flimsy white. So, imagine you see this, like, before you get in a relationship.
Right.
And then you get in a relationship, and it's just PTSD all over again.
Right.
It'd be a bad situation.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't
it
be
would
great.
Ruin you for life.
For life. But to be fair, if that is what it is, now that we're educated, now that we know, it's like, great. I will never encounter this ghost. Because it's a trap ghost. Some ghosts try to trap you. They lure you and then scare you instead of like following you around, spooking you. This is a trap version. So if I ever see a woman, a long-haired woman in South America wearing flimsy white clothing, I know to say, not today, horse lady. Not today.
Short-haired girls are fine.
Short-haired girls are okay.
8 inches or longer.
First. Call to her first. If she turns and shows her horse face, then you know.
You would know. I think she turns into the... I think the horse face like
no.
appears.
She's always facing away from you until you get close. Oh. Here, let me keep reading.
That's horrendous. Horrifying.
When encountered, blah, blah, blah. She usually appears bathing in a public water tank, river, or other water source, although she may also be found washing clothing. She likes to lure lone men out late on dark, moonless nights without letting them see her face at first. She tempts such men away from their planned routes to lose them in deep canyons. In Guatemala, the Sihuanaba appears as a beautiful, seductive woman with very long hair. So yeah, the short hair thing.
Yeah, if she has short hair.
8 inches.
Pixie cuts? Bob cuts? These are okay.
Approach. Approach.
Approach with caution. Approach
with confidence.
Caution.
Maybe a messy bun? Totally chill.
No.
Yeah, there might be long hair under that.
There
you
might
idiot.
Be
wrapped up in that bun. It might be in a bun.
I'm the one who gets caught.
He's gonna be napped up by a freaking...
But it's a bun.
Horse face turns around
and
he's like, you tricked me.
When she rears her horse teeth in your direction.
She turns, puts her hands on her hips, gives me a smile, says, nay.
Oh no.
You said she lures them into canyons?
That's what that first part said.
That is, because if you have to find her near a waterbed, like a water source, typically, how long are these men following her from behind, not sure of what she truly looks like, to the point where they end up lost in a canyon.
Yeah, I feel like you... Another thing, you see this woman with a bun. She's fully nude, but facing away from you. and you think
she's hot.
I need.
Yeah.
As a Latino man. And that was no jab. This is just in Latin America, okay?
Why? Okay.
And you're like, I need this. Okay? Are there any canyons around?
Yeah.
Is it worth the risk?
Can you imagine if this had the same commonplace as, like, the taxi drivers in New Orleans? And to the point where every man, every Latino man in South America had to, like, carry, like, a step guide of, like, a checklist of, there is a canyon a mile from here, she is by the river, her hair is in a bun. I'm gonna risk it.
Do I dare ask what these things do to you?
Does it say?
Well, no, not really. Here, let me keep reading.
Other than scare the holy Hannah Montana.
They probably
out of
scare
you.
People so bad that they doesn't. It, there's never been a documented case of it doing anything because they haven't been able to catch the men they scare because they are cooking away from that situation.
This is one of those things that I am like. I'm genuinely like afraid of.
Do you not
what
like horses?
I'm picturing.
You not a horse guy?
Just.
A horse? Have you ever seen, like, those? You definitely have, the plastic rubber horse heads that
yes.
people wear? Those things are terrifying.
That's what I'm true. Saying.
That's but super
I'm not afraid of horses.
Put and put it on an attractive body, and have that turn around and look at you, and have it be alive. A real a real live horse head.
That's scary.
I don't care
who you are.
The way you described it was way scarier. The way I pictured it in my head was, like, the way I would look at a horse. Like if I was looking at a horse, like, the horse head mask is like, the snout is right is right at you. A real horse head is angled diagonally downwards, and that's how I was imagining it. Like, think the cartoon BoJack horse. Yeah. I'm sure you've seen it. That's how I imagined it.
And
I was like, that's like weird, but I wouldn't like
the contrast. Poop my pants. The contrast. You think you're getting a babe. And you get a horse face.
With those black eyes.
Someone needs to write a book.
Keep going. The sooner we get done with this, the better.
Someone needs to write a book of from the point of view of the ghost. Like, she's ready to scare this guy. She's done it millions of times. She's like, they always run screaming. And she turns, she whinnies at him, and he just stands and he says, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
You're the most beautiful girl that's ever given me attention.
Coming to theaters this summer.
She's struggles her whole life. She's like, I swear I have the body for it. But every time they see my face, they go running.
That is golden.
Yeah, all right, let me finish this real quick. She'll not reveal her face until the last moment. When it is revealed as either the face of a horse or alternatively, a human skull.
See, not as creepy.
If her victim, usually an unfaithful man, does not die of fear when he is driven, then he is driven mad by the sight.
Yep.
Kevin's a case in point that would actually
We assessed that
reaction.
We assessed that before you even read it. That is exactly. Just common sense led me to that conclusion.
Class dismissed.
Hey, before the bell rings, why don't you pick up a newsletter? Because there is a headliner, because we have the 40th anniversary of the Minnesota UFO encounter. Just for Dean Sam.
I'll pick it up on my way out of class.
Print me up a copy.
Let me go home.
Coming from the newsletter, you've got this story. 4 decades ago, Marshall County Deputy Val Johnson had a chilling encounter with an unidentified object.
Chilly encounter?
A chilling.
Oh, a chilling.
In the
a chilling.
Early,
you have to take
a chilling. A chilling.
Shot
chilling.
It.
In the early hours, such a stupid joke. In the early hours of August 27th, 1979, Johnson had been.
He's like, it's like finding a penny on the road. Ooh, a chilling.
Oh, it's kind of cold.
Thus, a shilling encounter.
so dumb. So stupid.
It's not funny. It's... I forbid any further laughter.
You've laughed at it for like 30 seconds.
I forbid it.
And this is making headlines.
Not only does he find it, he's like, fuck everybody!
A lucky shilling!
Ancient currency!
I'm gonna start it. In the early hours of August 27th, 1979, Johnson had been patrolling a stretch of highway around 20 miles from Warren when he observed an abnormally bright light hovering above the road. After reporting the phenomenon to Marshall County dispatcher Pete Bauer, he witnessed the light moving towards him until it was directly overhead, at which point he lost consciousness. When he awoke 30 minutes later, he had burns around his eyes and his patrol car had suffered significant damage, including a smashed headlight and a shattered windscreen. The two antennae were bent in different directions and the clock on the dashboard had stopped. A doctor who examined Johnson after the incident compared his burns to welder's burns. He said, "I don't know what happened. Something hit me," said Bauer. "Those people who would doubt, you can't doubt this."
Welder's burns.
Around his eyes.
What is that even? What is that?
Like, so a doctor, this doctor is like, I've had people come in who have had welders, like they're welders and they've had burns and they've come to get them treated. This was like those, but around his eyes.
So it's like they just shot molten metal chunks in around his eyes.
I don't know.
So they burned him.
I have no idea. But it was a light, not that big, that flew towards him and then shot up above him and just hovered above his car. And then he blacked out and then woke up with his car damaged and those around his eyes.
Okay, that's called a car accident.
I think we got a ghost on our hands.
It's called a head-on collision. Car hits you, maybe it goes, maybe it rolls over your car.
Okay, no.
You smash your face against the steering wheel.
He was in his car.
And now he's still in his car.
Yes, he's still in his car.
That's called a car accident.
Yeah, but his car.
A car wreck, totally, if you want to save on syllables.
I was looking at pictures of the car. I can show you later if you want. But the headlight is busted, but there's no like damage to the body of the car. It's just the windshield, the headlight, and that's it.
Okay, I've got an explanation.
Okay.
It was a heavy drone that hit
this
his
was
car.
This was 40 years ago. This was 1979.
I rescind my earlier.
Yeah, you suck. Here's what it was. It's called a car that was bigger than his, drove straight in. It was head-on collision.
The head-on collisions break your car, yeah, dummy.
No.
Would be damaged.
It drove over it. It drove over the hood.
The roof is... No, absolutely not.
Kevin's saying dumb things again.
Yeah, no, it drove nothing. Over the hood. It was a monster truck.
It would be crushed.
That was my monster truck theme, but... It was a monster truck.
I need you boys to just admit that it's an alien. I need it for me.
I just can't take anything Val Johnson says.
I know it was a joke, Sam, but I think ghost might be a little more in the direction we can lean here. A small ball of white light?
I do like that. But what if it was just the underside of the UFO?
Or the monster truck?
But why would that damage his headlight and then his windshield and then give him burn marks around his eyes and knock him out unconscious?
Testing? 30 minutes? Plenty of time for them to come down, do whatever tests they need.
That's where they got into the brain.
So here's a question.
Yeah.
And
they cut
to,
his eyes right
so that's,
open.
That's
They're
what
like,
I was
this
too.
Is the easiest access.
I am playing off that. How? Because you guys have been pulled over before, right? For speeding?
Never.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you
well,
really? Never?
No. Truthfully, I have never been pulled over for speeding.
Really?
Have you ever been pulled over?
I have.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the point. They never. Cops, at least for pulling you over for speeding, I've never seen a cop have a partner. I've never noticed that. I don't know how often they actually do. Do they?
In other countries, yes.
Do they not in America?
I've never seen it. In Germany,
but like every cop show.
In Germany, I got pulled over.
There were always two?
And there were three guys that came out. It looked like Santa Claus and his two henchmen.
No way.
Yes. And they were the other two were like flashing lights in because it was night.
Yeah.
And Santa came up and he was like,
"You've been naughty, young man."
Yeah. No. Yeah. He did that. No.
Anyway,
but he did talk to us. That's real life. that happened.
So think back 1979, because like I'm sure that that's based on fact that every cop show there's always partners in the car. I'm sure that's based off of something real. 1979, I can think of that as a time when they definitely needed a cop to validate what they did.
Cop shows are usually like detectives. Detectives usually have partners.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly, I'm not sure. But let's say like 1979, it doesn't sound wild that you would need, because they don't have the tech we have today. They don't have the same way of reporting that we have today. It's not a wild idea to think they had to have a partner to validate.
I who think said back what. Then they did.
So, question, why? Where's this why guy's partner?
Why do we
partner?
Think this?
Where's this guy's partner?
Movies.
That's dumb.
Whoa, why?
Because movies do dumb things to make it a good movie, to add drama.
Like give a cop a partner?
Yes. So it's not just one dude driving in a car, so they can have a conversation, argue, have a little bit of drama.
It's not, though. They're usually, like, movies I've seen, they play very not important parts.
They're always detectives. When was the last time you saw a highway patrolman in a movie that had a partner?
But this was a sheriff. They do mention that.
He's a sheriff?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he has his deputy. Ding, ding, ding.
I don't buy it, but it doesn't matter.
Ding, ding, ding.
So wait, but let's say he does have a partner, because 1979, he's a sheriff. Chances are he would have a partner.
It's called a deputy.
Okay, anyway. Where is he? Was this man abducted? Were they both abducted and they left him behind? Does that not add a piece to the puzzle?
He's not there. There's no partner. Where in the story does it say there was somebody else in the vehicle?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. What if they wiped his memory?
There's nobody else in the vehicle.
Odds are that he would have a partner given the time period.
It's a ghost he's possessed.
So Houston's just banking on the fact that the guy had a partner.
Have you guys ever seen Paranormal Activity inside of a movie or something, and lights are flashing, exploding, his headlight blows up, and then it possesses him and his eyes go crazy around his eyes?
Yes. Burn. I have seen that.
That kind of a thing wouldn't be that much of a stretch for a scary movie. He's possessed.
I think it is a ghost situation. I think we can abandon UFOs here.
Whether the ghost is rearing its head at that time or not, it may be laying dormant for when he needs him.
For 40 years?
Yeah.
Maybe his partner was the ghost the whole time.
A sleeping
spy. No partner!
What is that? Is that called a sleeping something? Like when...
Are you asking the dean or?
Sure. I'm asking both of them. I'm asking the two other guys I share this podcast with.
The dean of Spooktown Community
it's
College?
Like when you, it's
because
like
he doesn't know.
When you hear, like, you just train this guy or put him under some kind of hypnosis type deal where they just, like, do their thing until they hear a certain word and then they are supposed to.
Hypnosis?
Well, no. It's like, you're just going to go live in Timbuktu.
I think that's hypnosis.
Until you hear the phrase, your mom goes to college. And then you're going to blow up Timbuktu.
Yeah, you hypnotize him.
No, it's called like a sleeping agent or a sleeping spy or something like that.
That sounds familiar. It's like what Bucky Barnes was in Captain America. Like he was.
I wouldn't know.
You never saw Winter Soldier?
Sadly, I hate to admit, I haven't.
Oh, well, basically that's what it is. He's like tortured and upset. He's Bucky. He's been through some nonsense. But when like a certain thing is said, and I think Russian, maybe German, probably German, because yeah, Red Skull, German.
Pretty sure it's Russian.
Huh?
Pretty sure it's Russian.
Sam knows German.
It's 100% German. The point is, they say the phrase, and he jumps back into kill mode and tries to kill Captain America over and over and over.
Yeah, it's whatever that's called. It's not called hypnosis, Sam.
It's like hypnosis.
It's like it.
In hypnosis, you give them like a call, and it's like, when I do this thing or when I say this thing, you do this.
It's like hypnosis.
You say the thing, and they do it.
Cousin that looks really similar is what that is.
Got a story. It's sent in by Little Doer.
Big thinker.
The opposite.
No, you just didn't finish his name.
Not. He is. You're right. It's not the opposite. It's just a synonym. He's a big thinker, but a little doer. It's titled, "This Isn't My First Glitch, But It's the Worst." My family and I see the same chiropractic doctors, a husband and wife team. So the husband and wife do chiropractics together. When we first started going, I remembered their office having two large photos. One of them is a family, and one of their two young boys. One was probably 2, and the other 4 or 5. After a few months, I went back in, and the wife was pregnant with the 3rd. She was also licensed to do chiropractic work on other pregnant women and babies/toddlers, and she'd been working on a baby that day and came out of the room holding them and smiling while also being pregnant. I remembered thinking that this was very cute. I know that sounds weird, but 1, it pertains to the story. 2, I also think pregnant women are cute. That's me talking.
Kevin's a baby snatcher. A baby holder Kevin, snatcher.
Do we not think that pregnant women are attractive?
Are more attractive?
More attractive.
To quote Dwight Schrute.
Yeah, absolutely not.
It's scientifically impossible to think they're more attractive.
That's dumb.
But I'm just joking. That's just what Dwight says. Anyone who's pregnant listening, you're beautiful and I love you. I'm sorry.
On my return even later, she was out after having had the baby, and I remember having to wait long as her husband rushed around trying to do both of their patient loads for the day. Fast forward to my mom going in. They have a conversation that my mom is sharing with me later in the week, and she said she had told him, "Well, when you have kids, yada, yada, yada." I was immediately confused and said, "Mom, he has 3 already." She swore he didn't, and so did my dad and brother. Up and down, everyone swore. Next time I went in and asked, and sure enough, no kids, just cats. I was heavily disassociating the rest of the day. I have vivid memories of photographs of them as a family, photographs of the 2 boys together, and of seeing her pregnant and hearing about the delivery. I even remember her complaining about her feet hurting one day while being on the tail end of pregnancy. It still bothers me almost every day. So I just thought that was crazy because it's like, okay, you see the 2 kids in a photo. You have no idea if those 2 kids are really their family or what. But
just the stock picture that comes with the frame.
The two parents just happen to look like this.
They just Photoshop them with the...
They buy it at the store and leave the stock picture in the frame and just set the frame up.
I thought it was weird that there was another picture next to it. That there was it was the same guy like holding his head while in front of a computer, just like looking confused.
No, but look, it was a picture of their family all together, which would have included the 2 boys, and then the same 2 boys in the picture next to it. And I'm like, okay, you don't know what kind of relationship that those people have to those 2 boys, but to miss,
it's still kind of weird.
To like get a whole woman's pregnancy mixed up, like the whole 9 months. I'm not talking like, oh, you know, can't tell if this girl's pregnant. Oh, I'm taking a shot, but it's like to get confused. For an entirety of your chiropractor's pregnancy to just completely misunderstand or missee, or like he even says, like, man, I remember her saying, "My feet hurt because I'm having a baby," which is very common. To like get those complete, I don't know. Seems crazy to me.
2 things. 1. The real mystery is what kind of messed up DNA does this family have to constantly, for all of them to be in the chiropractor enough to accurately weigh in on this? Why are they all at the chiropractor so much? 2, she could have been a surrogate. That's possible.
Yeah, I guess it's possible. Not.
But I feel like that would be very, like, that would be quickly told and explained.
Yeah, but who knows?
Like, mom, they don't have any kids. And she's like, or mom, they have 3 kids. And she's like, no, they don't. They don't have any. And then he's like, she was pregnant. And then she'd be like, no, she was a surrogate. And then he'd be like, oh, never post on Reddit. But this is something that is haunting this kid to this day.
Why would the mom know for sure? Maybe the mom would like drop kid off for chiropractor, didn't feel the need to go in.
His mothers know everything, dummy.
Mom is a patient of chiropractor.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Huh. I have no... Maybe she lost some weight. I don't know. Maybe she's on like a great program, lost some weight, and maybe you're like, no, she's pregnant. Like,
you just
honestly, can I be completely honest with you guys?
99% of the time, this? You're gonna regret saying this.
No, I'm not. No. 99% of the time, I don't know how people get it wrong. I don't. I know. I've never really stared at someone and been like, man, maybe they're pregnant. Maybe they're not. Like, I don't get that. I've never really struggled with that.
I've never struggled
either.
If they're
clearly pregnant, they're clearly pregnant. If they're not pregnant, they're not pregnant. But there are some women, it's like, you have a lot of weight in your midriff area. And I could see, if you were like, yeah, I'm pregnant, it'd be like, oh, yeah, clearly you're pregnant. But.
You know what, though? I think that is a common mindset that we have. Just because it's like, no one like is like, I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but like, are you pregnant? Because like, if so, congratulations, that's great. Like, no one approaches it like that. Every time this mistake is made, it's, you're pregnant! Or, you need to lose some weight! But like, and everyone is caught off guard and then put in the worst situation they've ever been in. No one eases into that, ever. That's unheard of.
I just feel like that, like, the fact that the kid didn't mention that kind of an argument at all, didn't even bring it up, not even as an afterthought, like,
no, she was definitely pregnant.
Yeah, he made no mention of, like, no, she wasn't just overweight, and I was just misseeing things, like.
Right.
This is, I mean, it's.
Did he ask, it's been like 2 minutes since you read the story. Did he ask the chiropractor if she had kids?
Yes.
And she said yes?
He said he went in, asked, do you have any kids? They said no, only cats.
Oh, right.
He should have explicitly been like, I saw those pictures out there of you with two kids. I'm just confused.
You know? I don't think that's the only wild thing to ask.
That's the only way to fix things.
I think anyone would have asked that. Been like, wait, no, but I saw a picture, I thought.
Be like, weren't you... I guess you can't really bring that up. Be like, weren't you pregnant? Because if something happened to the baby or something, then...
Oh, that's true. There's a whole mess of possibilities of answers. If you say, I thought you were pregnant, none of them are a good outcome. Not a one. It's a bad bet because there's no winning ticket.
Say these chiropractors are just, you know, the typical pranksters. Is it just like, would it just be like morally wrong to pull a fast one on this kid and just be like,
every time he's got an appointment, they're like, all right, go put the pregnant suit on.
Or you just have three kids
and you're like, we don't have any kids. And then you're like, and then you tell the family, you're like, hey, don't let them know we have any kids.
It's funny to talk about, but in reality, that's what the reaction if the kid found out, once they finally break the prank, because that's how all pranks end, they're like, oh, we got you. The kid would be like, okay, you got me. You lied and said, great. Good job. Congratulations.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be that good of a prank. It's just a lie. It's not a prank.
Well, at the same time, if I had gone onto Reddit a few weeks later and saw that this kid is like,
losing his mind,
begging for answers,
begging the internet for any kind of justification or answers, because he has thought about it every day since.
I know I would.
I wonder if this place is pet free or not, and maybe this chiropractor just wanted to bring her dog into work every day, but couldn't let anybody know.
Hmm.
What?
That's why he thought she was pregnant. She was just hiding a dog under her shirt.
That's the strangest thing I have ever heard out of your mouth.
And as the dog grew,
there's a logical answer, and I can't think of what it is.
Which a dog would, if you get the right dog breed, would probably grow at the exact same rate
as a 9-month-year-old baby.
As a fetus.
I want you to bundle a dog to your belly and get it to look like a pregnancy without killing the dog and making it comfortable enough to stay there and not make sound.
Okay, well, we could strike that.
I have no idea. None.
Well, that's fine, because we're out of time. But we are just thrilled at the following that we have, even with this whole site change and losing all the subscribers and whatnot. Like, we're still doing good and we're still growing, and we only have you great people to thank.
Yeah, and keep it up. The more you do, and the better it gets. The more content is produced and the more fun we get to have with it, the bigger the audience is.
MagoriaCast@gmail.com.
Or Tumblr.
If you want me reading your stories. Yeah.
Either or. Anywhere you want to go, just search us up and I don't think there's a single story that's been sent in that we haven't read. So don't send in a stinker and be the first.
Sam, can you sign off in German?
Do you know the phrase or sign off in German?
You can.
I don't remember the sign off.
As always, life's only as spooky as you make it.
Translate.
Und wie immer, das Leben ist nur so ängstlich wie only as scary as you make it.
That's like a novel, dude.
Nur so ängstlich, was du es gemacht hast.
Schnitzelheimer.
I have no idea if that was right.